good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Thursday, September 24th, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. It's nice to see gold doing a little bit of a turnaround here in the last few minutes of the day in the markets. And right now in the New York spot price after market, gold is up in the green. $7.30. Right. Woohoo! $1,871. Silver was up 39 cents at $23.25. Platinum was up 10 at $854. Palladium was up 4 at $2,250. And the USDX was just down by 0.02 at 94.34. Crude oil was up 26 cents at 40.19. Paper markets today, you know, they're kind of mellow. You have the Dow up a couple points, 50 points, 26,815. NASDAQ up 40 at 10,672. S&P up 10, 3,246. 10-year yield, you know, still at 0.67%. You know, the European and Asian markets kind of did the same thing. Japan and Hong Kong were down over 1%. Hong Kong was down almost 2%. London was down almost 1.5%. Germany was, it didn't move that much in Germany, just up almost 0.3%. So it was down almost 0.3%. So not a lot of action going on there. And it just seems to be, Butch, it's the world's second biggest movie theater. The chain is struggling to survive. I mean, that had to put a big hurt on all these movie theaters. Chin World, C-H-I-N-E-W-O-R-L-D, Chin World, which they're the owners of Regal Cinemas, and they certainly have to raise some more cash to survive. It's the world's second largest cinema business. Said it has enough funds on hand to keep operating for now after it crashed to a loss of $1.6 billion for the first 6 months of the year.
Wow.
Their revenues did slump by 67%. They would need to raise additional cash early next year if a second wave of the virus causes a prolonged shutdown in the United States and the United Kingdom. So there's another industry that is certainly hurting. And I can't imagine who'd want to go to a theater at this point in time. But again, it's just another industry that's going to be needing money. So it goes to show you how well this economy is going. But Butch, it just seems, you know, I mean, all this chatter about the elections. We did have, before we get to that, the number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment unexpectedly increased last week, supporting views the economic recovery from the pandemic was kind of running out of steam amid diminishing government funding. So isn't that a great economy? Doesn't that sound like a great V-shape? Something you can get behind of and cheer that we have this great V-shape recovery? Oh, I forgot. You have to have government funding in order to make it a good economy. I mean, it's just like it's so ridiculous.
Well, 870,000 is the number given that to file for the first time. 870,000. And what's truly amazing, this talk about California, the state has about 600,000 unemployment applications more than 21 days old that have not been processed, according to EDD.
Yeah.
So California is 600,000 behind processing jobless applications. 21 days old, laying there. 3 weeks old, hadn't gotten processed yet.
Well, you know, even the data for the prior week of September 19th, they revised it to show 6,000 more applications than what they had originally reported. So, again, you know, it's 6 months after the pandemic started in the United States, jobless claims remain above their 665,000 peak during the 2007 and 2009 Great Recession. So let that sink in.
Well, yeah, to
we're
it.
Above the peak.
And you add to it that 80% of Americans say post-pandemic food inflation is impacting their budgets, and you can understand that why, because right here in front of me, the cost of what's happening going up. Now, just I want to share a few of these because they're really dramatic. Meat has risen 68%, Melody. I know that's fact because I looked at the price of beef in the stores, and I thank God I'm raising my own. Eggs went up 48%, milk 48%, fish 45%. Fruits 37%, rice 30%, cheese 29%, and poultry 28%. And in household goods and services, cleaning supplies went up 59%, paper products, including toilet paper, 39%, utilities went up, gas, electric, whatever, went up 33%, personal care and cosmetics went up 33%, apparel and clothing 26%, pet supplies 21%, housing and rent mortgage just 20%, healthcare prescriptions went up 18%. So you add all that together, all those different percentages, add them all together, what does that add up to the person's dollar? How much less does he get to keep because he got to buy food and clothing and other things that he ran the home? That's a huge, huge hit, Melody. 68% price increase in meat, 59% in cleaning products, just those two alone. Is a huge hit on people's earnings and a way to feed their families. That's amazing.
The sad thing, Butch, this is just beginning.
I know it is.
It's just
of course,
beginning.
With each bailout, it's going to get worse. People can't understand that. With each bailout, it's going to get worse because the dollar becomes more inflated, worth less, and all these prices. And I try to explain this to people. It's not the price is going up, Melody. The dollar's worth less. Now, there's some scarcity, some goods now. Yes, it can be brought up by scarcity of goods, supply and demand. I know that. But overall, inflation is caused by fiat currency.
You're absolutely correct.
So.
And, you know, it's... And just as I said, this is just beginning. We haven't seen anything yet. This recession, we're not coming out of a V-shaped recovery and ending the recession. We're not avoiding a recession. This is just now growing legs. And yet people are so distracted and are led by their nose on both sides into their corners. I mean, it's just the most bizarre thing I think I've ever seen and heard and experienced. It's, you know, and I know you don't like to talk about the election, but it's just aggravating.
Oh, it is aggravating.
It is aggravating.
By the way, when's the first debate again?
Next week. I think it's the 29th.
That's
you know, and this is the part that, I mean, Donald Trump really is brilliant because he's already setting the stage for the debate. And, you know, he's already planting the seed that the moderator is not going to ask Biden tough questions. I mean, he's already painting the picture for everybody just that it's going to be all fake news and some of it might very well be. But not everything is fake news. There's a lot of it. There's a lot of lies floating around on both sides. And it's just like, Butch, I came to the conclusion, I don't know. You know, I just don't know if these things are true. I mean, if it takes weeks, months to know what the end of the election will be, are we supposed to support the administration, this administration, Trump, President Trump, only because Biden is so bad? And we should, it is,
lesser
of evils. You know where I'm going with this?
I do, lesser of evils. I can't do that. But
I mean, if he postpones the election and saying it's because of the Dems and because of the ballot, the ballots are, you know, the whole election is going to be rigged, and you know we need to wait until we get that ninth Supreme Court justice in there, because they're going to be the ones. I mean, that's a If it was anybody else, this country would be coming unglued.
Well, apparently,
and I don't know if I'm supposed to support that or not.
Well, apparently, if he names a nominee on Saturday, it's supposed to be, there's going to be a lot of uprisings. But, you know, I did read something today that made sense to me, and it simply said this. If you don't trust the mail to deliver $100 cash to somebody for you in an envelope and get delivered safely, why would you cash them with your, why would you trust them with your ballot? Something that could change a nation. So if you can't trust to deliver a $100 bill to somebody, how do you know they're going to deliver your ballots? Now, that's a good question.
Well, on the other hand, because I deal with the post office, I think the post office actually does a pretty good job.
Overall, I agree.
Overall, considering the amount of mail that they deliver, and I know they're registered and insured packages, I know the millions and millions of dollars that are mailed, probably billions of dollars that they handle, because they ship registered and insured for jewelers, for every other coin dealer in this nation. So you're probably talking about $1 billion on a daily basis. The number of mail, I think they do a pretty bang up job. The reason they're losing money is, number one, in their pension when they change the rule.
Yeah.
That's the reason, that because they have to pre-fund it for 50 years. Who else can do that? And Amazon. You know, they made a deal with Amazon.
Yes. But the point of it is, who, and you're right. We do a thing through the post office. We have very, very little trouble with the post office. The only time we had trouble is when our delivery man was stealing funds out of our box that come from the ministry. He stole several $1,000 from us. We knew, we kind of caught him, and he got fired. Should be in jail, but he got fired. But how about who could intercede for these ballots in between? Not the post office necessarily, but somebody else that could intercede and destroy ballots some way or another as they try to get to where they're supposed to be for election. This mail-in ballot thing, as far as the whole nation maybe will go, half of the nation will go into it, it's totally unreliable. And it's going to cause dissension. No matter who wins, it's going to be voter fraud. You know that. No matter who wins. I mean, Hillary's already told Biden, if you lose, don't concede. Contest it.
But the thing of it is, Butch, the one I have the problem with is President Trump. If he thought there was going to be fraud, why wasn't a committee appointed? Working with the post office. This is what people do in business. You have a problem, if you bring me a problem, bring the solution. Work it out. Get it done. Figure out how, you know, to where we can at least eliminate as much as possible. So, you know, that's where I, you know, you can sit around all day long and complain about something. What's that got? Where's that get you? You're the president of the United States. Get her done.
I totally agree. So I just don't know what to say on that. I really don't, because there's so much.
So my question is just how big, you know, and I get the it is ripe for fraud. I get that. But fix it. Do something.
And we got about a month to do it in.
They've been saying this for how long?
I know they have.
For months. This isn't new.
But you ever stop and think that maybe they want this to happen? To cause
dissension?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely, I think that's right. They want dissension, and they're going to get it. Maybe to the point of more than we want to even think about happening. Maybe really hugely to a point that could cause a civil war in this country. By the way, you know you have a caller online, right?
We do. I was just going to interrupt you.
Okay. All right.
We have Mr. Ivan calling us from Pennsylvania. Good afternoon, Ivan.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Just great, thank you.
Good. How is Pastor Butch, all right?
I'm doing just fine. Getting prettier
That's
every day.
That's good. Yeah, as long as we are on the upper side of the ground, we should be thankful, right?
Amen, amen. Well, as long as you have something to eat and a place to sleep, we're blessed.
Yeah. I hear about the post office and all that, but I just wonder if, you know, as the post office, I don't know that much history about the post office when it was formed as a part of the government or...
Well, at one time, yes. At one time, the government only had three duties: military, money, and mail. The government was to run the post office, and it was, mm-hmm. it was a set rate to be paid forever, but this now it's in private hands. Had been for a long time, so now we see what's happening.
Yeah, this is a whole thing. I think there could have been some, I'm sure they made enough money that it became somebody's slush fund, you know, to use for other means to spend the money for, you know. And I just wondered if this is not part of the whole... Once the government gets a hold of it and whoever the controller, you know, of the different ministries are, you know, they don't really, none of it is very transparent. And my question is, you know, if somebody is not watching, in essence, the money flow, they should definitely be, transparent in that respect, that where does all, I mean, people work, people pay taxes, people pay social, people pay all other taxes for school taxes and so on. And who does oversee each and every penny which the institution takes in? If it's post office, schools, treasury, and so on, you know. And we are just allowing the government do their thing, okay? And they are talking about, if you put somebody in for Ginsburg, we'll staff the court, you know, we'll increase the number of...
We're heading into a break right now, so we'll be back in just a few short minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And do we still have our caller?
Yes, I'm still holding on.
Ivan. All right, so.
My question was, well, beyond that there is, there should be a, if there is a true democracy, or actually this is a republic, should be a republic according to the Constitution.
Should be a republic, right. Should be a republic.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And because if you go back in history, the Democrates from in Greece, he said that democracy only can be viable as long as the people can hear the speaker speaking. Okay, if it becomes too huge, it doesn't. Democracy disappears. Okay,
it does.
You know, so this goes way back to the Greek philosophers and so on.
Many wild men warn against democracy. It's one of the worst governments you can have. But you know, a republic is to be a government under maintained solid law. And under democracy, as people change, the laws are changed. That makes it very unstable.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And this is, you see, they are mixing it up here. You know, this is a democracy, you know. Well, it isn't, you know. I mean, it should be run as a republic, as it was established, and then you have a much better control of the different departments of, you know, of the state, of the, the United States itself, and then states as a, you know, as part of the U.S.
I was going to say, in order for a nation to maintain its viability and a prosperous society, the people must maintain the morality. And when people are allowed to choose their own leaders, unless they're a moral individual, a moral society, they will choose the wrong leaders that would destroy the country. So, unfortunately, if the people are given the privilege and duty to select their own leaders, they better make sure the people have a heart and a virtue and morality in them, or the nation will fall as it is right now.
All right. And this is a problem. We are in a quagmire now, that our morality is going down the drain.
Our morality has been gone, yes.
Religion,
yes.
Religiously is going down the drain.
Yes.
You have total disintegration of discipline, schools, and there, you know, if you spank little Johnny and he reports you to, you can be arrested and all. I mean, this is nonsense.
It's insanity.
Okay?
Well, when without God's laws, there is no solid foundation. When man's laws, we have a religion, it's called humanism. When man's laws rule and man's laws change daily, you have confusion and chaos. That's what we have in America today. So the whole difference between America now and America 50 years ago, 60 years ago, is the fact that we've lost our moral compass because we're turning from the laws of God to the desires of man. That's where we are.
Absolutely.
Good call. Anything else, Ivan? Good call. Anything else you want to say?
Well, the only thing is that I think I agree with you that we'll have some bad times, I mean some bloody times on the streets.
Yes.
Probably starting with replacing Ginsburg, which I don't see anything constitutionally wrong.
There's nothing wrong with it. No, nothing wrong with it. Yeah. But the both sides are opposed to each other, and the left, we'll say the left, I hate to use that word, but the liberals, the left, the whatever, hate anything to do with what we call conservatives. So this, it's going to cause a problem. And of course, after the election, no matter what happens, we're going to have problems. The only hope we have is for the people in this land to call themselves Christians to repent before God and turn from the wicked ways. But I don't see it happening. I'm calling for it, pleading for it. Repentance is the answer. Without that, there is no hope.
Yep.
Okay.
I fully agree.
All right. Good
well,
call.
I appreciate it that you enlighten me as far as the postal service, how it came to be and how it developed.
Yes.
And what it evolved into, a monster, okay?
Well, Ben Franklin, the one that started the Postal Service, and it was to be run by the government with a flat fee for mailing, but that's been changed.
Right.
Then. Okay?
All right. Well, I appreciate it. I wish you all the best, both of you, and have a nice afternoon. I'll be listening.
Thank you so much. He's a faithful listener, Melody, to your program. He really is.
He absolutely is. Absolutely.
It's amazing.
You know, it is really true. You know, I'll watch these, you know, news programs and so forth, and I mean, I can barely stomach them. And all the time, they just promote this democracy, 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 and it just drives me nuts. And the thing
time
it is, and I really do believe it is both sides, Butch. And
oh,
I really
it is both
do
sides.
Believe the game of this is to change the way we vote. I mean, that's what it's all about. It isn't, the fraud. And here's a question to you. The fraud in voting, maybe it's a little bit harder with our current system. You know?
Yeah.
And I think that's why they're trying to change, because it would give them more leverage to do more, to be able to rig the elections easier. If they go by, you know, what they want, by the most popular vote, that's what they want.
Well,
that's a lot more easy to manipulate.
It
and
is.
To
that's the whole
rig
point. Yes.
Than
that's
the election we have, the system we have today.
I totally agree.
That's what they're trying to change.
Well, a guy said one time, his name was Herbert Marcuse, said this. I thought it was a very profound statement. He said, free election of masters does not abolish the masters or the slaves. I thought, wow. If you get to choose your master, that's fine, but that doesn't change your position. So that's where we are today. They have the attitude that they are the masters and we're the peons. And that's, we're seeing it on both sides. Listen, folks, come here, if you want to, I don't care. Both sides went down that same road. They no longer serve us, we serve them. That's the sign of the times. That is sign of the times. And you know, back to some of that financial news, you probably saw this. De Blasio furloughs another 9,000 New York City employees due to the massive budget shortfall. Now this, I thought it was interesting. 1 week ago, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that he will furlough himself and the city hall staff for 1 week as the city weathers a budget and everything else too. Crisis, and we already had to make some tough cuts, de Blasio announced last Wednesday. We're doing everything we can to stop these cuts from becoming worse. Blasio, his wife, and wife First Lady Charlene McRae, and nearly 500 other staff members will take a week of unpaid furlough sometime between October and March 2021. The largely symbolic move is projected to save the city $806,000. And since symbolic was the key word here, moments ago, the socialist mayor announced that the New York City would expand its week-long furloughs to over 9,000 employees to save $21 million, the mayor said this morning. 9,000 employees, Melody, equals $21 million for being off work a week. Let that sink in a minute. 9,000 employees equal $21 million of savings if they miss a week's work.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good salaries.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah. So I mean, I wonder if people caught that. I wonder if anybody even thought about that. 9,000 employees. You know, it just says 10,000 rounded off. Think what kind of money these people are making. So.
And you know, and you know what? They don't have the people paying the taxes now either. So.
No, they don't.
You know, and you know, there was another warning out from economist Stephen Roach. You know, he's a Yale University senior fellow, and you know, he's issuing a new dollar crash warning, seeing double dip recession, odds above 50%. He says next year is going to be brutal for the dollar. He said he believes his seemingly crazed idea that the dollar would crash shouldn't be so crazy anymore. Well, yeah, we've been talking about it for how long? He says we've got data that's confirmed both the saving and current account dynamic in a much more dramatic fashion than he was even expecting. He said the current account deficit in the United States, which is the broadest measure of our international imbalance with the rest of the world, suffered a record deterioration in the second quarter. The so-called net national savings rate, which is the sum of savings of individuals, businesses, and the government sector, also recorded a record decline, going back into negative territory for the first time since the global financial crisis. So he's predicting that the dollar is going to drop 35%.
Wow. Wow.
So,
well, Stephen Roach said that, you know, he said he expects the dollar crash also, but he expects a recession, the chance of a recession, a double dip recession,
yep,
is over 50%. So that's a lot. That's huge.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
That's huge, and retail sales, according to the article, only raised less than 6% in August. Point 6%. Think about that. Retail sales in August raised 0.6% because of this, of the COVID dragdown, obviously. So that's not much in the way of increase when everything was starting to open up some in August. Yeah, that wasn't much of an increase. And Carnival Cruise Line, this is really kind of sad, is losing $770 million a month. They're going to sell some of their assets, about $1 billion worth, and they're going to sell off some of their old ships to try to pull this out. The tourist industry, you know, as you already said, the motels, different things are hurting. Well, the tourist industry, the airlines are hurting, the cruise lines are hurting. So this COVID maneuver really has caused a lot of suffering in the financial world, with businesses, has it not?
Yeah, it really is amazing. I don't know how anybody could come out with any other, projection as far as which direction we're headed. I mean, it's...
Well, they're saying there's another COVID push coming through right now, and I don't know how real that's going to be, but I am seeing them talking about more outbreaks. They're talking about cutting back on businesses again, making them close down again. So I don't know. But how much more can businesses take? Not just here, but worldwide.
I mean, although I said this when I first found out that China shut down 60 million people, just thought, oh my gosh, that was amazing. That was astounding. That was, oh my, I mean, it's staggering. And then we did it. And now I'm thinking to myself, there's no way they can shut down our economies again. But I didn't think they could do it then either. shutting down world economies.
They don't have the authority, but they did it.
I mean, that's staggering.
Yes, it
Doesn't
is.
Anybody get what happens when you stop the world from working?
I think the supply chain gets broken.
The supply chain, I've been crying that since day one. Doesn't anybody get it? It's not just about our debt and our dollar. That's, to me, anymore. I mean, that's going to be the biggest, that'll affect us the most. But well, it's just
they only get it when they can't buy anything any longer. They only get it when they can't buy anything. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard this
when their bellies are hungry.
Exactly. I heard this on another broadcast, Jeff Friend's program the other night. He said the two before in Hawaii, now you have to check this out. I didn't have time to check it out. Was selling for $10 a piece of 2x4x8, which is a standard size, 2x4 by inch, by 8 foot long. Was $10. They're up to $100 a piece now in Hawaii. Now, he said that, and Jeff's pretty much almost always accurate on his news. So think about this, folks. $10 is ridiculous for a 2x4x8. But $100 is a lot more ridiculous. So the building supply chain was broken also. And when without the supplies coming in, the prices go up. It's called supply and demand. So if this is true, Melody, and 2x4s are that expensive anywhere, even in Hawaii, how much building can go on for $100 a 2x4?
Not long.
Not long at all.
Nope.
And now, I said the Fed is preparing to deposit digital dollars directly into each American's, I guess, bank account. Does this mean you're going to do another bailout? Put some digital dollars in your account again? Is that how that's going to work?
That's how it's going to work.
So, they're about ready to dump some more nothing into thin air and call it money. So, go figure. I don't know. That's what they did last time, and I guess it did help some people. I'm not saying it didn't keep people from, it didn't help them get their bills paid and keep caught up. But the cost of it, inflation-wise, is going to more than eat that up in the very near future. Any comments on that?
No, I mean, it's, again, it's the same thing we've been saying for how long, and it's showing its face in so many different ways. And it's and all I hear from my customers when I talk to folks is, it's scary. It's scary because we've never been in this place before.
We haven't. What's even scarier is that the masses don't understand what's caused the problem. I mean, we have been so used to society always having what we need and when we need it, right on the shelves, just go get it. It's not been that way any longer. That's starting to dry up, and it's going to get worse. If they would close this down again as a world economy, you can only imagine the shortage of goods that's going to be available in the very near future.
Did you see what Mark Cuban had to say?
No.
He's such an idiot.
He's
a billion dollar
idiot.
I wish I was a billion dollar idiot. No, I don't. He's talking about, let me bring this up there.
I think it's about break time, but I don't hear music. There it is.
He's slipping. Hey, we'll be right back.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two Black Berkey Elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188. Heading into the break, we were talking about billionaire Mark Cuban. He said that every household should receive a $1,000 stimulus check every 2 weeks for 2 months. Now, you know, if they start doing a $1,000 stimulus check every 2 weeks for 2 months, you know it's going to be extended longer, because the problems that money's not going to bring back the mom-and-pop shops that have closed permanently. It's not going to bring back the restaurants that have closed permanently. That's not going to bring back any business or any job that has been lost. It's only going to benefit those that have been able to stay in place. And there are some. I know there's some restaurants here in this area. Someone shared a story with me on Monday. There's restaurants that are doing the best years they've ever had in the history of their business, because they were able to take advantage of the outside dining where others couldn't. So they had the overflow. Plus, you know, so there are restaurants that are actually doing better than they ever did before. So a weird situation, Butch.
Yes, it is. It is. It is. And I just looking at the article here, too, that Trump is going to give the farmers another bailout. As a matter of fact, the payments for farmers have tripled since 2017. He's going to dump in another $14 billion on top of what they already have. So it's going to make him about $37 billion in farm bailout this year. Now, I totally understand trying to keep farmers' head above water. I realize that. I understand that. But how much more can we undertake as a people with fiat currency, with our taxation, to keep bailing people out? Let's say it's around $40 billion extra for farmers this year. How are they going to do it? I mean, the Trump's trade embargoes caused a lot of this. Now, I'm not picking on Trump's trade. I'm not saying right or wrong with that. That's not what I'm saying. But it caused a lot of it. It made the farmers pay for his stand, whether it's right or wrong. I'm going to say a lot of it was right. They still had to pay for it. So no, I take it back. We're paying for it now. You and I are paying for it.
That's right. And I didn't mean to call him Mark Cuban an idiot, but, you know. But, yeah. I mean, that's nasty. And I guess the radio, you know, I shouldn't have said that. So, on the other hand.
He may be a nice guy.
Who do you think is going to be paying? And you're right. Who do you think is going to be paying for that?
That's exactly right.
He's a billionaire. So when he starts using his money, and when he starts donating money, you know, and he starts doing a little something with his money other than, you know, donating his money to various politicians and so forth, probably, like Bloomberg.
He does.
You know?
But, you know,
let's
agree.
Spend your money.
I agree.
There was another comment. Yes. Jamie Dimon. He always says, well, you know, I think you should increase the taxes of the wealthy. Oh, please. They all say it, but they all know they're not going to pay any more than what they already do, because they have the ability to move their money around and place it and put it in places. So anybody who talks about taxing the wealthy, it's a joke. Just a complete joke.
Well, isn't it amazing how free, especially politicians, are with other people's money?
I mean, yeah,
I know. They're free. They're very easy. I mean, that's easy to spend. That's not my money. And I guess to the point now, Melody, where they either don't know what they're doing or they don't care, because if they won't be reelected, they got to get things picked back up where they want them, where they have no chance of being reelected. And so no matter what the cost to individuals, because the masses won't see this, well, we're going to get some more free money. They're not paying attention to the cost in the long run, because right now they're just getting the money in their hand. They're excited about it. It's like giving a kid a piece of candy, you know, before dinner. That ruins their appetite. They don't know that. They won't get candy. So it's the way it is now. We're going to give it out now so we can get the votes, and let the chips fall where they may after election.
Yep.
It's the way it is. And, you know, whenever there's financial problems, and there is, and lack of moral character in the land, a lot of things change. But in San Francisco, I got to share this because this is really alarming. San Francisco residents on alert as home invasion spiked 42%. 42% more home invasions. San Francisco residents are on the edge and sounding the alarm amid a spate of brazen break-ins throughout the city, according to KPIX5, which knows that burglaries in the city were up 42% in the first 9 months of the year. In the Northern District, which includes Pacific Heights, Marina, North Beach, and Calhalla, I like that, sound like West Virginia, it's up 59%. In the Mission, 79%, and Richmond up 50%. The thing about this, Melody, up anywhere from 42% to 79% break-ins increased that much since the first of the year. That's huge. So that means four to eight out of every home in different communities, eight out of ten, are going to be broken into, depending on where you live. That is huge.
Well,
and why they're doing it, I would assume that
they
need the money. You know, go ahead.
Well, yeah, because they can, and that's, you know, I mean, there are bad people out there. Not everybody in this country is good people.
That's
very
true.
There are crooks and criminals and thieves, and, you know, they will take advantage of the situation. And it's that's part of the, you know, which I don't know if that's even part of the problem. You know, there's so many, and I don't like to say the left or the Democrats, they just can't believe there's bad people out there.
They don't even know that they're part of the problem themselves, do they?
No. The only bad people that they look at are the people that they choose are bad, like the police.
Sure.
You know, and those
or even Trump supporters.
Those that they choose. Yeah, and Trump supporters. It's amazing.
So, I mean, and a lot of the ones who don't see the bad are because they're so evil themselves, they're so naive in a lot of different ways that they just can't see it. I don't know which it is. But either way, it makes no difference. Whenever you camouflage evil, evil does spread. You know that.
Yes, I do.
And we're seeing it happen now. You can call it whatever you want to. It's like we call it abortion, but it's actually murder. Abortion is a better name. It sounds better than murder. So that's why they call it abortion, not murder. Because it'd be awful hard to tell somebody that we're going to make it a constitutional right for you to murder. But that's what it boils down to. It's a play on words.
That's what they do with gun control. They call it gun safety. We just want more gun safety. Oh, yeah. Everybody needs gun safety. No, that's not what they mean. It's what they say, but that's not what they mean.
Speaking of guns, ammunition sales are up 139% for the first 6 months of 2020. And gun sales are up 95% in the first 6 months of this year. Think about that. 139% on ammunition sales and almost 100%, 95% in gun sales going up. And by the way, this is a good point. These are not people that already have guns buying these guns. Think about this, folks. People that already have guns don't need to buy a lot of new guns. These are mostly first-time buyers. And I say good, they're buying a gun. Maybe some of these liberals, Melody, are starting to realize that guns are necessary to live in a society that's falling apart. Maybe they're going to be so anti-gun now. Maybe they're starting to realize that we need guns and need ammunition. And everybody should be stocking up on some ammunition, and if they can at all, everybody should be. I know that I've been prepared for a while, but nonetheless, most of these are first-time gun sales. So that is a good sign. Not that the society's falling apart. It's a good sign that people, though, that were once maybe anti-gun, are starting to realize that maybe there is something they can do to protect themselves.
You know, this is amazing. I didn't know this is out of a Bloomberg. United Airlines Holdings, they're going to offer on-the-spot coronavirus testing to customers flying to Hawaii who are willing to pay $250 to avoid a two-week quarantine on arrival. Well, I wouldn't mind being quarantined. I don't know why. But anyway, the carrier hopes the testing regimen can be expanded to help pave the way toward reigniting international travel. Of course, that has collapsed this past year. United is seizing on Hawaii's decision to allow travelers to the state to sidestep a 14-day quarantine if they can show a negative test result within 72 hours. Coinciding with the start of the revised state rule on October 15th, United has partnered with a clinic to provide on-site testing for Hawaii customers at its San Francisco Hub Airport. The carrier hopes to expand the practice to other destinations. We will learn from this. The goal is to grow this out of more places. United is seeing signs of pent-up demand for Hawaii trips. United officials see the virus screening service for Hawaii as a potential template. Here you go, for creating new air travel corridors that will provide enough assurance to governments and flyers to restart international travel. It's all about control, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Where does this go? You get your test now, and if you don't have your vaccine, you don't get to fly. It really is that simple. And I know people just can't believe that, but that's how they're going to do it. They're going to turn people on people. Huh?
Yes, they are.
You think I'm wrong?
They are. No, I think you're right. I said, and I may be wrong on this. I hope that I am, but I think one day soon, you're going to have approved vaccination across state lines.
Absolutely. I agree. And the thing
is,
what they're going to do is they're going to divide once again those who take the vaccine and those who don't. And those that take the vaccine are going to turn on those who don't. And
it's
they're
like
going
the
to hate
them.
Turn
on those who don't. Yes.
And that's, it's no different than what they're doing now with the, they're turning the liberals and Democrats. They hate the conservatives. It's just.
And another sign of the times here coming up, the coming civil unrest is going to be so bad. Off-duty New York Police Department cops traveling out of state trying to buy M4 rifles for themselves. The M4 rifle, by the way, is a NATO 5.56 round. It's an AR-15 type gun. It's a military style weapon, if you want to call it that. It says the United States of America is heading into what history may record as a second civil war. Now, folks, this is from the Nation's News Desk. This isn't something I'm making up. Things are going so bad, so fast, in so many places, that even police officers are trying to personally arm up for their off-duty hours with out-of-state gun purchases. Now, folks, remember, in New York City, they can't buy these guns legally. One listener at the Hal Turner Show told me that he has close relatives in a major shooting sporting good business in Pennsylvania. He said that yesterday, September 21st, no fewer than 8 police officers from out-of-state came to the store and to buy M4 rifles for themselves. In fact, over the past week, more than 20 off-duty cops came in trying to buy the same type of M4 rifle. But it's routine configuration. It is not legal in states like New York. In order to comply with New York law, the magazine would have to be pinned to block loading of more than 7 rounds, and a bump stock would have to be pinned so it would not operate. So the sporting goods store cannot sell it to those police officers. Now think about that. They could sell to the department, but not to the individual cops. Several other sources, both in government and industry, are confirming the coming violence. And I'm saying this is plain. I don't like to talk about this. God forbid. But if you're facing a mob and you have a 7-shot gun in your hand, that's not much.
I'm going to go in the opposite direction.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah.
I'm going to run
exactly.
In the opposite direction.
I understand that. I don't blame you. I will run if you can. No doubt about it. Get out of there if you can. But if there's 40, 50 people in the mob coming after you, you have a gun, a weapon, if you want to call it that, holds 5 or 6 rounds, you're pretty much helpless. That's why you need a magazine that holds 30 rounds. At least you put up some firepower. I don't want to think about that. But that's what we're facing, people. When cops by the state are trying to buy guns across state lines and can't get them, because they're illegal in that state to come from, that should tell you something. And on top of that, Melody, Russia has pledged military sales to Iran the moment UN arms embargo expires next month. So as soon as the embargo expires on October 18th, Russia's going to sell weapons to Iran. Iran said we are not bargaining. We're not a bargaining chip in the U.S. elections and domestic policy. Any U.S. administration after the upcoming elections will have to no choice but to surrender to the resilience of the Iranian nation. So, soon as the embargo's off next month, they're going to join up with Russia, and probably already are, to get weapons. Another hot spot in the world. Isn't that wonderful?
Yep, and they can buy them with the billions of dollars that came from the Obama administration, if that money still is around.
Absolutely.
If they haven't spent it already.
Absolutely they can. Shipped over there by the pallet full, folks. That's a fact.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It was their money, though. It was their money, though. It was their money.
Well, if it's their money,
again, I didn't agree with that agreement, and it's a good thing that we pulled out. But on the other hand, look where we're at. They're buying weapons from Russia. So we had the ability to change it instead of just walking away. It's the same thing with all the agreements. Yeah, I didn't agree with any of the agreements. TPP, no. But you know what? We lost by not controlling it.
I agree.
And making it benefit us other than just pulling out. And now it's left everybody else to benefit except for the United States. Those jobs are not coming back. We are out of time. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless. Thank you, Butch.
You're welcome.
That's too bad.